Our word demonstrates our experience. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Our word demonstrates our feeling. I got an email from one of our students in Nigeria. His name is Endless. And Endless has a very positive statement he wants to share with the world. And he writes, "Everything is now good in Nigeria. Everything is working together for the good of my nation. Everything in my country is turning for good. Church preaching has changed greatly. People preaching in the taxi are doing great work now. In a short note, I love my country. I love myself. I love Nigeria. I love my generation of good. Ha ha ha. Endless." Now, we might think that's a little strange, a little different, but is he expressing himself?
Yeah.
He sure is. Is he indicating how happy he is?
Yeah.
He sure is. Is he indicating that he's using positive words and positive phrases for the world and his country? And so he is. Now, what about us? I'm thinking about making a whirlwind 3-day, 4-day, whatever trip up to Northern California to visit my son, my wife, and a friend, Gregor. And we've contemplated the best way to make the trip. To sit driving for all those hours would be sort of a fruitless task. To take the Amtrak would give me 8 hours on the train at least to San Luis Obispo, and then figuring out how to go from there to there to there after that, and then back again. But all I have to do is say, I now have the perfect route and the perfect method to take that route. I now have the perfect route and the perfect method to take that route. And, of course, I will look up the route on Amtrak, because that's probably one of the techniques I'd use. I would look up the airplane and see how that might fit in, and look up renting a car and see how that might fit in. And this several-day journey is now going to become one of the major epics of the world, because you take a train and a car and a bus and a train and a bus, and somebody picks you up and do this, all for a matter of so to speak, 3 days of visiting. And but that's not the point. That's not the point of all of the razzmatazz that goes into such a visit. But what is the matter is that it's the perfect solution. It's a perfect way, it's a perfect steps to accomplish it, and then you do it, and there's nothing to it. So, the perfect way is there for us now to do it. Rex is making himself a perfect way this morning. He brings us a pillow and he says, "Isn't this nice?" And then we take the pillow and he says, "Okay, I'll go get another one." So he goes and gets another one. He says, "Isn't that nice?" And then we say, okay, we take it from him. Then he wants to go and get another one. And we say, now you just sit down and relax. Rex has his little things to get attention. And he wants to get attention and have us all know what he's got on his mind and what he's thinking about and what he's doing. And he wants us to know that he's a very, very happy puppy and he really enjoys being here. And he enjoys being here and having fun with us. But we have to put our foot down sometimes and say, no, that is the end. Now, you brought us enough pillows. He goes into the guest bedroom here and he takes the pillows and brings them to us one at a time. The pillows off the chair and the pillows off the bed and the pillows off everything. And then when he's done with that, then he starts bringing the blankets off. And we say, hey, just a minute now. But it's all a matter of showing his love. Now, how many of us have interesting ways of showing love? Endless is showing his love for his nation, Nigeria, by saying that all is well in Nigeria. Now, when will we wake up and say, all is well in the United States? Do we say, oh, we have this problem, that problem, the other problem? Hey, everybody knows there's problems. Let's have some solutions, shall we? And what is the solution?
All is in divine order.
We speak our word that all is in divine order. And we speak our word. There's not... I have no idea at the moment what my perfect route is going to be to go up north and come back. But all is in divine order. And so I know that the perfect route for me will be revealed to me. I'm going to take my computer along, and I can sit on the train or the bus or the plane or whatever I'm going to sit on and run my computer and just enjoy it, and maybe write the spring article that Sylvia is waiting for. And maybe write the summer article. And who knows what I'll do.
Or maybe write a book.
Yeah, write a book. Or maybe I'll do my emails. You know, look at the email on there, because you're plugged into the Wi-Fi, and it makes it quite nice. So who knows what I'm going to do. But I've just got everything right at my fingertips. And if I'm going to prejudge what is going to happen, if I'm going to prejudge what Rex is going to do, how he's going into the bedroom and how he's going into the TV room and so forth, and bringing out the pillows and bringing out things, and he doesn't want to hurt them. He just wants to bring them to our attention and pile them up on the chair because he thinks that's fun. He leapt onto his Davenport, and he said, no, there's something more I want to do. I got some other ideas. And then he jumped off of there and started romping around looking for something to gather our attention. Now, we just say, okay, that's enough. Now lay down, relax. And so he lays down and relaxed. He's got our attention. He's got what he wants. How do we get what we want? How do we get it as easily as Rex does? Rex just puts a cause in motion, sometimes by objects, and sometimes just by his nose snuggling into our selves here. I'm sitting at the table, and he's standing next to me, and his nose is on my tummy, and right next to my plate. And he's saying, I'll clean that for you. And I say, now sit. So he manages to sit and still keep his nose right there. I mean, because he's a tall dog. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing, and he accomplishes it, but he isn't overbearing. He is very gentle. If I say no all the way down, then he'll lay down on the floor completely. And he just likes to do what we want him to do. But I could be overrun by him if I wanted to. I could say, oh, I can't do anything with him. He wants to do this. He wants to do that. No, he doesn't. He doesn't want to do anything other than what I want him to do. And how is he going to know what I want him to do? I put the cause in motion. Rex always does what I want him to do. Now, does he have a remote control on him, from me to him, that says he always does what I want him to do? No. He just is one with the universal consciousness that I am one with. And you might say, well, that's a remote control. Well, in a way of speaking, perhaps it is. But in truth, if I would be more conscious and more confident in saying all is in divine order, and then let it be. If I were more confident of saying I have the perfect route to go up to San Luis, you know, San Margarita, and Santa Cruz, and Healdsburg, you know, I have the perfect route to go up there. Well, why not stop and visit a few of our students along the way? I could go a few other places too, you know. Wouldn't that be nice? And you know, you think of all these things, and you think of all the possibilities, and it's really nice. So, yes, whatever is to be will be, and whatever is to result will result, and no problem. Who knows, I might even go after Christmas, you know, and I might go before Christmas, and might go whenever, but it doesn't really matter. The only thing that matters is that these are little things that are important to carry out because they keep the home fires burning, you might say. and those are all well done things. And Ellen is finding that as she lets go and lets the divine in her function, beautiful things are happening in our relationships in Europe. Whereas we hadn't been in contact with these people as much as we like to be, because we have so many other things we're busy in, that right now it's like opening up a bunch of new doors. Rosalie in Auburn has her computer, and she's learning how to do her email, and she's learning how to send pictures with her email, and she's doing all sorts of lovely things, and she's just like a new woman, mm-hmm. just like a new person. And Gertrude is opening up new doorways for her, and who knows what wonderful things are going to come out of these avenues that she's got going. And she's going to be going down to Thailand with her grandchildren and her children, and just have a nice visit down there. It'll be interesting to hear all about that when she comes back from there. And all of the rest of our people, and Stefan, he's working on his work at the Migros and other projects where he's developing his school. I think quite likely he'll probably want to create a school, and it'll be the school of Stefano, you know. Stefano the magician, and he will teach some rather magical, wonderful things. And so it'll be interesting to hear what comes of that. Support him all the way. I think it's wonderful to have your own creative projects going, and have them be your own. Have them be your own. And that's great. So, like Endless, he says, I love Nigeria, and all is in balance, and all is in harmony. So we say we love our life, we love our world, we love our experiences, and all is in harmony and balance with our experiences. And as we do that, what happens?
It's done.
It is done. All is in balance and all is in harmony. And it's a wonderful thing. But it's our choice. And do we really want it to happen?
It's done.
And if we want it to happen, it's done. We are merely revealing that which is already completed. So, think about these things. Are you a happy person?
Yes.
Are you living in a happy body, a happy
yes.
mind, a happy frame, happy world?
Yes.
Then if you are, all is in divine order and great and great and great. So, have a lovely day and know that I love you eternally.
Eternally. I love you eternally.
I love you.